This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
The God that has kept you alive to this Sunday, He will keep you to the end of this year. Come on, I want you, any way you can make a joyful noise. Even if you cannot shout, make it crow. Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory to God. Will you please jam your hands and praise to God together? Amen and amen and amen. Help me turn to your neighbor and say, you are looking beautiful. You are looking gorgeous. Can you celebrate and appreciate him and say, you are looking wonderful. I'm glad with what God is doing in your life. And tell him you have not seen anything yet. More blessings. More glory. Tell him or her, say, more blessing. More glory. Can you say yes? Glory to God. I want to appreciate and celebrate God's servant, my covenant brother. We pray together every week. I want to celebrate the woman of God, Pastor Beam. We want to tell you we love you. We are glad and grateful to God for your life. Thank you for obeying God. Thank you for obeying God. If they did not obey God, none of us will be here. I won't be here to preach. You won't be here to gather. Look at miracles that have happened through this ministry. Thank you for obeying God. Please, let's celebrate them again. We love you, Apostle Godad. We love you, Pastor Bean. Thank you. Thank you. And all the leadership, we are glad and grateful to God. About, actually, 2021 was my last time ministering here. I sat down there and the Lord said to me, you will come back in about 3 years. And when you come, this building will be their property. I told Apostle Godad and we began to pray. And the word of the Lord came that in this place I saw a mighty cathedral, a mighty building, very beautiful work. And I said to him, servant of God, this is what the Lord said. He said, well, it's, these people, I don't think they're giving some things. And then we began to pray. I'm grateful to God that I'm here today. And Jericho has fallen down. Give God the best of your shout. Glory! 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 Look at nations. They are coming. Look at people from all over the world. They are coming to this land. And you are going to be the instrument of God's end time glory. Whether you are saying amen or not, it will come to pass. Give the Lord the loudest amen. Ooh, we haven't seen anything yet. Oh. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Oh my God. We have a very quick work to do this morning. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 11. Before you sit down, just read it. Glory to God. Let's go together. If you find it, put it on the screen quickly. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 11. Therefore, your gate shall be open continually. It shall never be shut, day or night. And when gates are open, men must bring their gift. Stretch your hand in the name of the Lord. From this service, you will begin to collect gifts you have never collected in your life. You begin to receive favor you have never received in your life. That men may bring their gift and that their kings may be brought. Your gates shall be continually open. Father, this morning we ask that your word will come expressly. Let your anointing flow with ease. Let problem dissolve in this place. Let everyone carry answers to their questions. Let solutions come to difficult problems. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. As you are sitting down, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, your gates are open. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I will be speaking quickly on accessing or entering greater open doors by divine wisdom. Accessing or entering greater open doors by divine wisdom. The word of God talks expressly over and over again about doors. The reason is because when spiritual doors are open, great divine opportunities comes from heaven to turn our lives around. Somebody's life is turning around for the best now. Look at several instances in the Bible. We will be going through the scripture very, very fast. Very, very fast. Acts chapter 5 and verse 19. The angel of the Lord opened the prison door. Whatever is trying to imprison your destiny, that gate will crash in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 12 and verse 10. The scripture says, and the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord told Peter, rise up out of the prison. As they were going, they came to the iron gate, which opened of his own accord. The iron gate leads to the city of glory, the city of blessing. Every iron gate that leads to the fulfillment of the prophecies that is on your life, that gate will open of their own accord. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Oh my God, this morning, I see doors of glory opening. I see doors of blessing opening. The doors that were closed against your grandparents will open for you. Oh, I thought I'm speaking to someone here. The doors that you have never entered in your life, those doors will open for you. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 3. Paul said, praying also for us that God will open unto us a door. So prayer can cause doors to open. Pray that God will open doors unto us. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Please write them down. We're running a little bit. And when I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord. The Lord opening a door. Oh my God, you have come to this great tabernacle of God's glory this morning. The Lord will open doors for you. As you are stepping out of your house every day of this year, God will open a door for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9. Paul said, a great door, an effectual door was opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. In spite of every opposition, in spite of whoever declared themselves to be your adversary, they cannot close your door. I tell you this morning, doors are opening in your life. Financial, giant financial doors are opening for somebody here. Last week we had a testimony. That brother's door of promotion was closed for about 2 years. And just one word of prayer opened that door. This week is your turn in Jesus' name. I don't know who I'm talking to. I said, this week is your turn in Jesus' name. Revelation chapter 3 verse 8. Behold, I have set before you an open door which no man can shut. And he said in verse 7, for I am the one that opened it, and no one can shut. I am the one that shut, and no one can open. Every door that is not part of God's agenda for you, heaven will close them for you. In the book of Hosea chapter 2 verse 15, you can see through the scriptures, the Bible talks about doors. Hosea chapter 2 verse 15, it talks about, I will give a vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor will become a door of hope. What is the valley of Achor? That was the place where the man Achan and his family were stoned. It was the valley of trouble. The valley of Achor, the Bible says, will become a door of hope. in the midst of every trouble and challenge you will face after this service, God will open doors of hope for you. I see you will escape accident this year. You will escape untimely death. Whatever arrows that is shot against you, that arrow go back to the sender. Somebody shout fire. You know what I'm saying? God will release fire on anything that tried to stop your progress this year. You will advance in the name of Jesus. When doors are open, you begin to move forward. When doors are open, you begin to make progress. Hear me, right before you now, every invisible door that leads to your next level of glory is open in the name of Jesus. From those scriptures we have read, John chapter 10 verse 7, do you know the Bible said, the Lord Jesus, our Lord himself said, I am the door. Wow! I am the door of the sheep. The door into all of God's blessings, into all of God's glory. If you check through the scriptures we have just read, and even those ones we didn't mention, there are about 10 different kinds of doors in the Bible. There are various doors. Look at some of them. Psalm 78 verse 23. He said, he opened the door of heaven. That's one of the doors. The doors of heaven. And open the door of heaven. Hosea chapter 2 verse 15. We have just read it. Door of hope is another one. Look at another one quickly. Exodus chapter 33 verse 9 to 10. I'm not too sure if you can put it on the screen. It talks about the door of tabernacle. The door of tabernacle. As Moses will go into the tabernacle that God told them to erect in the wilderness, the glory of God will come down at the door of tabernacle. It is from that place that God began to speak to Moses. Divine transactions are carried out at the entrance of the tabernacle. This morning, as you enter into this house, there is a divine transaction that is going on in your life right now. There is an exchange of shame for glory. There is an exchange of failure for success. You may not even feel anything. I am hearing that somebody's reproach is being wiped away right now. In the name of the Lord, you will shout a shout of joy. Anyone waiting for bad news in your family will wait tire. This year, there will be celebration in your house. You will celebrate. Help me look at your neighbor and say, I will celebrate. There's another door, the door of my mother's womb. So, we came through this world through a door. The doors of my mother's womb, Job chapter 3 and verse 10, Job 38 and verse 8, doors of the sea. That means the seas have doors that you can access them. Wow. Job 38 verse 17, doors of shadows of death. Hear me in the name of the Lord. Every door of shadows of death, every doors of untimely death that they are trying to open over the life of anyone, that door is closed permanently. But there's another door. 7, the everlasting doors. Psalm 24 verse 7, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. It's a door that is everlasting. Hallelujah. That door will open for you. Number 8 in the scripture, in the New Testament, Acts chapter 14 and verse 24 or 27, Paul and Barnabas were, you know, recounting the way God turned the Gentiles back to him and saved multitude. And then the apostle said, oh, they were so rejoicing. They say, how God has opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. So there's another door called the door of faith. No wonder if the door of faith is open for you, you can believe God for anything. I see door of faith opening this morning. Miracles that are unbelievable will happen in your life. When doors of faith are closed, no matter how they preach to you, you won't believe it. The day you gave your life to Christ, it was that door that was open. The door of faith was open, and so you can believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. This one is double in one. Paul calls it great door. spiritual door is open unto me. Great door. So greatness comes as a result of some great doors that have opened. I see that door opening for you. Hey, this morning, great doors will open for you. Effectual door. What is effectual door? Result producing doors. There are doors you pass through, you never see failure again. You pass through, God opened that door. You and your children for thousands of generations, you never see what is called poverty. Hey, I see God opening effectual door for you. Effectual door means anything you touch will work. Anywhere you go, you succeed. Can you say that door is for me this morning? So you can see Colossians chapter 4 verse 3. It talks about the door for the word of God. So there is a door that the word of God can pass through. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12. A door was opened unto me of the Lord. This morning, I want you to know, when heaven's doors are open, blessings begin to come down. This morning, when heaven's doors are closed, things become difficult. I'm glad to tell you this morning, heaven's doors will open for you. I say heaven's doors will open for you. So great and effectual door. Of all these doors that we have just read, the Lord said, I am the door of the sheep. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24, the Bible said Jesus Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. In fact, the book of Colossians, it says that all the Godhead of the power of God bodily dwells in him. So Jesus is the wisdom and the power of God. And he said, I'm the door. There is a door that is called door of wisdom. The door of supernatural wisdom is multidimensional in its operations. It is the door that God opened for the people of God. The door of wisdom is one of the greatest doors that can be opened to man. Just like the door of faith. The door of faith leads to all the blessings of God and redemptive glory. The door of wisdom is what you need to live and fulfill destiny in a glorious way on earth. Until the door of wisdom is open, life on earth becomes very frustrating. Why? Because wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all you're getting, get understanding. We assess supernatural door by divine wisdom. I want to take you a little journey, very, very fast, on this aspect. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 to 7. Please put it on the screen. Look at what the Bible says. The moment you give your life to Jesus, he said, I want that your faith will not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. These two things you need wisdom, you need power. Jesus has it. He is the wisdom and he is the power of God. Look at the next verse. How be it? We speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. There is a wisdom of this world. It can only do things of this world. It is a wisdom that is natural. It is a wisdom that is crooked. It is a wisdom that is very, very cheating. But there is a wisdom that is from God. Look at the next verse. Look at that same verse. Howbeit, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even, please put it back. Put it back. We are right on it. Verse 7. Let's go. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You are created to carry glory. You are created to manifest glory. You are created to walk in glory. That everywhere you go and whatever you do should be glorious. However, in order to operate at that level of glory, there is a wisdom that has been reserved to operate in that glory. This morning, that wisdom will be imparted to your life. He said, this wisdom is given to us. It is hidden. It is not available to everyone. Please listen very carefully to some things the Lord will reveal to us this morning. So, in order for us to exhibit and manifest the glory that God intended for our life on earth, he reserved a particular wisdom to help you manifest that glory. Look at it. Luke chapter 21, verse 15. The master said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom that can, that your adversary will not be able to gainsay or resist. I will give you a mouth and I will give you a wisdom. It is the wisdom that was hidden. It is the wisdom that was prepared for you. The day you were born, as you are coming to this world, God decided that is a glory you will exhibit in the world that you are going into. And in order to exhibit that, he now put a particular wisdom hidden with your name on it. That when you arrive there, this wisdom, when you assess it, your glory become easy to manifest. So this morning, everyone whose glory has been locked up, everyone whose glory has been covered, everyone whose glory has been kept in a cocoon, this day receive wisdom to manifest your glory. Deuteronomy 34, we are a little bit in a Bible search this morning. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9 told us the story of a man called Joshua. Joshua had just been chosen to lead Israel to the promised land. He had just been made to be the successor to Moses. And God said to Moses, put your hand on Joshua. Look at verse 9. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel acting unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. So there is an impartation of divine wisdom that does not come from school classroom, that does not come from human connections. Here, the Bible said the spirit of wisdom enter into Joshua, and everyone obey him. That spirit of wisdom, right where you are seated, will locate you and fall upon your life. This divine wisdom, let's talk about it a little bit. Now shows is your capital asset to supernatural living on earth. This with divine wisdom is so important. How does it come? It does not come through the classroom, through education, even though education is very important and is a step to it. However, it doesn't come through that, because this wisdom does some amazing thing. Excuse me. Which school that Joseph went that he was teaching Egyptian senators wisdom? Which school taught him how to keep food and preserve for 14 years? Am I speaking to someone? The effect of divine wisdom, even though it's necessary, very important, pervota, we are going to see that. Because knowledge is not the same with wisdom. We get certificate by going to school. You only get wisdom by going to God. I think we are going a little bit. What happened? How does this wisdom come? Divine wisdom is by divine impartation, by the Holy Spirit. Divine wisdom is God shining light into your mind that does not come by human means. Suddenly, your natural mind becomes supernaturally enlightened, illuminated, flooded with light. So you know what to do to produce result where others says there is no way. You know the right step to take when people are confused and the road is blocked. That wisdom is coming for you. Oh, I said that wisdom is coming for you. I wrote some things down and I want you to please follow it. This divine supernatural wisdom is not available naturally except through impartation. Something is released from heaven and imparts this wisdom to you. In fact, the scripture makes it very clear that we have the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit imparting this divine wisdom to your mind. Suddenly, your natural mind is engulfed with light, with illumination that brings divine signals and intelligence. You become wiser than your enemies. This aspect is very, very important. Actually, what happened is this. The eyes, your inner eyes, suddenly open up. And you began to shout, I see, I see, I can see, I know now. Because the eyes of your inner man has been flooded with light. So you know what to do in marriage and it will never crash. You know what to do in finance and you don't invest in the wrong way. I hope I'm communicating something to somebody. You produce outstanding result where men can't find result. And this wisdom is by exposure through meditation on God's word. Light comes and shatters darkness. This morning, every confusing voices trying to make you to take a wrong step in life, let light shatter them from your life. We access great open door by divine wisdom. This supernatural wisdom come by impartation of the mind of Christ. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which is in Jesus. In another place, in 1 Corinthians, he said, we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is the mind that created heaven and the earth. So we have access to the mind of Jesus. Wow. The Holy Ghost, it takes the things of Christ and impart to your mind. Your mind is where wisdom resides. The Holy Spirit is doing a work this morning, removing everything that is wrong and impacting divine wisdom upon your life. When this wisdom is imparted, this divine wisdom, when it comes to you, you begin to walk and talk like Jesus. You begin to operate like Christ. He knew where money is in the mouth of a fish. He knew exactly what to do when there was no bread enough. Wow! They could not resist the wisdom of Stephen. This wisdom is the key. Throughout the Bible, you can see the effect of divine wisdom. Look at some of the effect of it. By this wisdom, Joshua led Israel to the promised land. By the wisdom of God, not by the wisdom of man. Look at Joseph. We have just talked about him. By this wisdom, without going to any, regular school, by the wisdom of the God of Abraham, he knew exactly what to do to solve the problem. Look at another one. By this wisdom, oh my, Noah never saw a sheep before, but he built a sheep and a zoo that beat any sheep on earth today. By this wisdom, in the mind of Solomon, he became the richest, became the most peaceful man on earth. So in the real sense of it, divine wisdom is what you need to manifest glory of your destiny. May you receive it this morning. How does this wisdom come? This wisdom is not from this world. It's from above. James 4:17. You can write it there. It's from above. That's why it's divine. This wisdom, the Bible says, he that is above is above all. John 3:31. This wisdom, how does it come? How does it manifest? We decrease and Christ increase in us. John chapter 3 and verse 30. We decrease. As you are decreasing, Jesus is increasing. And you grow in this wisdom. This supernatural wisdom does not come by educational attainment, mental exertion, prowess, or cultural background. It is given by God. This morning, I hope you are ready to collect your portion. The wisdom for you to manifest your next phase of glory on earth. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. When this wisdom comes, it comes by divine illumination. Your inner eyes suddenly open. You know exactly what to do. Something opens up inside of you. And you begin to access great doors. Let me give you a practical example in contemporary world. Where were they? German people, before the Bible was given to them through Martin Luther. Where were the Anglo-Saxons? You will notice there was something that happened to the Western world by the impartation of God's wisdom. The Western world took the world by surprise. And it all happened because they opened up to the gospel. Have you ever noticed? Any village, town, or city where the gospel has gone, the people become wiser and they live better. Am I right? What goes with it is because the wisdom that is divine from above is only through Jesus. He is the wisdom of God and the power of God. So when you receive Jesus, when you come to Christ and you surrender your life to Him, the first thing that will be imparted to you is the wisdom from above. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 16, there about, it says, look at your calling. Not many rich men, not many great people. He said, the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisest of men. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I hope you are following what I'm saying. This wisdom is light, divine light that shattered darkness in your mind. Divine light that shows you what to do. Look at a man called Michael Faraday. The man who gave us all that we are using today in electrical engineering. When you go to Elephant and Castle, every time I'm in UK, I go to that spot and you see his name on the ground. He never went to a real regular school. He was just an apprentice. But he was a preacher till he died. That man, without much education, gave the world everything about electricity. It was through him we have electrical energy. It was through him we have electromagnetism. In electrical engineering, the Faraday law is a major law. Yet, it was just by reading and studying the scripture. Something opened up inside of him that gave the world a better place. Oh, what about a man called Booker T. Washington, who was a Negro slave that invented, I learned, over 3,000 products from only potato. Ow! They asked him, you didn't go to school? He said, with my Bible, invention has no end. Everything this world has ever experienced was by impartation of the wisdom of God. A man called Leonardo da Vinci was reading Isaiah chapter 60 verse 8. And he said, who are these that are flying to their windows like a dove? And Leonardo da Vinci, the wisdom from heaven was imparted to his mind. And history told us, he began to draw the first airplane and prophesy that men one day will be flying like birds. And they love him to scorn. About 200 years later, two bishop children in North Carolina, the Wright brothers, picked it up. And the same wisdom, their father was a bishop, a pastor. And they said, Jesus, your word said it. There is a wisdom that can bring this to pass. And they prayed. They didn't go too much school, but the wisdom of heaven was imparted to their mind. And my God, around 1905, the Wright brother entered into that engine and it flew. There is a wisdom from heaven. Some of you are seated here. Right now, inventions will be downloaded to your mind. You will begin to do things beyond this world. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Oh my God. Do you notice that all inventions have always come from the land where the gospel has been first preached? How come about the printing press? Somebody read, the Lord gave forth the word, and great was the company of those who publish it. And he said, Father, if they publish it, give me the wisdom to this day. And before you know, he invented machine. He invented the first printing press. And guess what was the first book to be published? The Bible. He gave them wisdom to lighten the world. Put your right hand upon your head. It's time of Africa. Our father have worshipped idols. And we have no access to divine wisdom. By the church. Now, as you place your hand upon your head, if your amen can thunder, receive divine wisdom. Receive it now for your manifestation. Receive it now for your manifestation. Please be seated. If that is the case, what is this wisdom then? What is wisdom? It's not knowledge. Do you notice many of our children abroad, we get better marks than the white? We are good in knowledge. but we didn't have wisdom. We have so much mineral resources, but there is no wisdom to translate it. It is wisdom you need to step into the destiny glory that was prepared for you. You came to this world not to be pushed aside, not a waste paper. You came to manifest glory. This morning, I came to announce to you the time has come for you to manifest that glory. And by wisdom of God, right where you are seated, a wisdom will be released upon you that you will begin to shine the glory of God. What a wisdom that we are seeing in this house by the mighty hand of God. Number one, what is wisdom? Wisdom is not knowledge. It is the ability to use acquired knowledge in such a way to produce results. So you can have knowledge and you never produce anything. And that's why we have a lot of engineers in Nigeria who would never do any engineering. What is wisdom? This wisdom is an ability to apply knowledge that you have acquired from the word of God and help you to fulfill God's plan for your life. So the word of God is a container of wisdom. However, reading the Bible alone is not enough. While you are reading it, you need an impartation that can open your mind so you can apply it. What is this wisdom? Dynamic ability to use resources and materials around you to achieve God's goal for your life. By this wisdom, you take charge of all the things that is around you. By the wisdom of God. Look at the wisdom of God. Feeding 5,000 men with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Look at the wisdom of God. Getting money from the mouth of a fish. Everybody will laugh. The wisdom of God is going to be telling you some things to do. People will love you to scorn. But as you carry it out, they will join to congratulate you. What is this wisdom? Ability to use classical information and knowledge that you have acquired to produce results. We have a goal in this service that as the doors are open, as you are stepping out of this building, you will produce results that will bless your generations. You will have things to show for it. Can I hear you say amen? Wisdom is not intellectual. It's not just an intellectualism. No, not psychological. Not philosophical. No, it is spiritual force. Wisdom, the divine wisdom, is a spiritual force. It's not just philosophical. It can operate in that. It's not just intellectual. It can exhibit that. It's not just psychological. It can demonstrate that. But beyond that, it's a spiritual force. That force entered into Joshua, and there was no nation that could stand him. That power is coming upon you now. Wisdom is a spiritual force and energy that helps you to navigate your pathway in divine agenda of God for your life. Wisdom is a spiritual force that helps you to navigate your pathway in God's divine agenda. Some people will become great inventors of mighty things by the wisdom of God. God will put solutions into your hand. Wisdom is a spiritual force that illumines your mind to see the right way to go, to know the right thing to do. Some people have chosen wrong in marriage. It is because there is no wisdom. Some people have scattered their home. It's because there is no wisdom. Do you know anointing will heal you, but only wisdom will keep you healthy? Think on what I've just said. You can be healed by the anointing and sickness will still come back. But wisdom will teach you what to eat. Amen. I hope you are getting something. That is the reason why a bank will have a person who have PhD as MD and CEO in banking and finance. PhD in banking and finance. And the bank will collapse. Yet, a man who is buying salt and sugar and selling, who never had PhD, will become a conglomerate. I hope you know that. The wisdom of God. What are the benefits of this wisdom? Let's begin to wind up. One, this wisdom brings excellence. We have just learned this morning about excellence. In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13. Help me to put them on the screen if you can. Proverbs chapter 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that gets understanding. Go to the next verse. quickly. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gains thereof than fine gold. Chapter 21, verse 22. Let's run through it. Wisdom. This wisdom, when it comes to you, it makes you to do things excellently. As people of God, by divine wisdom, doors are open. How? Because, wow, so shall there be life unto your soul and grace to your neck. Little effort, you get great result. Excellent spirit. That's what the spirit of wisdom brings. You see yourself doing things and people will say, wow, wow. From now, you will operate in that divine wisdom. What are the benefits of this wisdom? Number two, profitable direction. It brings you profit. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Number three, wisdom. This wisdom brings you into success very easily. It's your principal and capital asset to success. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 5. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom with all you're getting. Get understanding. How? Because this wisdom is the most important thing you need. You need this wisdom. You need the divine wisdom to assess the door God is opening. Number five, it preserves your life. Oh my God. It brings preservation. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, 11, and 12. By the wisdom of God, you are preserved. For by me, your days will be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. Hear me this morning, your days will be multiplied. Nothing will cut short your life. Oh, what does this wisdom do? What are the benefits? It brings supernatural promotion. Look at the wisdom in Joseph. Pharaoh said, we have never found a man that operate like you. You are the next prime minister. By the wisdom of God, they can't deny you. They can't push you aside because wisdom will promote you. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. Help me put it on the screen. Let's read it. And then read the rest when you get home. Exhort her, and she said, what? Your time of promotion has come this morning. In the name of Jesus. Another thing that this wisdom will do is to deliver you from evil men. Please read that when you get home. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10 to 12. It will deliver you from wicked men. Somebody is standing before you and is telling you story. And he's a duper. The wisdom of God says, don't listen to him. He's out there to deceive you. A man come to you and say, oh, you are the only one. I want you to be the sugar, the only sugar in my tea. If you don't marry me, I will die for you. The Holy Spirit says, a liar. The wisdom of God will deliver you and preserve you. In the name of the Lord, by wisdom, you will escape every attack of the devil. Number seven, this wisdom will bring you divine creativity and sound character. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 10 to 13. You can read it there. You know what he says? He said, by me, kings reign. I give, he said, receive instruction, not silver, knowledge. And rather than gold, then he said, I will give you witty inventions by wisdom. For wisdom is better than rubies, is better than gold. Hallelujah. Let me give you just two more. It establishes you in dominion. By the wisdom of God, not by struggle, not by sweating. By the wisdom of God, you exercise dominion. You take charge. The wisdom of God gives you dominion. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 15 to 17. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. You reign over the forces of life. From today, in the name of the Lord, everywhere you go, you shine in Jesus' name. And that's the next point. Wisdom make you to shine. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. Those who are wise will shine like a star. Your shining lies in this divine wisdom. In fact, it is better than weapon of war. Finally, it releases you power to build. Power to build. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 3. Through wisdom, an house is builded. By understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, it is filled with all good things. Wisdom is a builder. Wisdom will build you. Many people come to church. They want anointing. They want miracle. Yes, we are going to have them now. But you need wisdom more. You need wisdom more. How do you get this wisdom? Let's close with that. I've talked about the wisdom, the effect, the power. How do you get it? This divine wisdom has principles and specific steps you should take to get it. Number one, James chapter 1 verse 5. Is any of you lack wisdom? Let him ask. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6 to 7. He giveth wisdom to the wise. So this wisdom, how do you get it? Go to God for it. Ask for it. Pant for it. God has it. By wisdom he created the heavens and the earth. That wisdom is available when you give your life to Christ. That wisdom is available for all of us. So what do? Ask for it. So if you want divine wisdom for a great open doors to manifest the glory meant for you, you got to ask. Prayer must be made. Number two, remember? Number two, what do you do to get this wisdom? Empty yourself. Humble yourself. Wisdom is not available for the pride. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 7 to 13. Solomon went before God. He said, God, I am called a bastard in my father's house. I am not supposed to be on this throne. I don't know what to do. He humbled himself. He gave. We are going to come to that. Don't let your education trap you. Don't let your connection of men trap you. Drop it. Humble yourself. Don't think because of your degree, you don't need divine wisdom. Humble yourself. Number four or number three. How does this wisdom come? Fear God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So fearing God is the beginning. That's the entering point. But how do you begin to grow in that wisdom? The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The height of wisdom, the height of it is love of God. You love God. Fearing God means loving him. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 1, 2, 3. Or verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. Look at it. And Solomon loved the Lord. Do you love God? This is how you assess great open door. Look at the door that was open for Solomon. Nobody till date will ever be rich like him. Nobody will ever have knowledge and wisdom like him. Wow. How did he get it? That leads us to the last one. You want wisdom? If you are going to get it, you must be like Solomon. Look at verse 7 of the same 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 7. And Solomon went to Verse 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's read it quickly because of time. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 what? Burnt offering did Solomon's offer upon that altar. And in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God asked him, ask, what do you want? What is his answer? Solomon said, you have shown a great mercy to my father. Oh God, give me now. In fact, verse 7, quickly. Look at what Solomon asked for. What did he ask for? And now, oh Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I don't know how to go out and to come in. What is the next verse? And your servant is in the midst of these people. Then he asked God, if you continue to read, give me wisdom. When you ask for cars, you ask for house, you ask for child, it is good, but it's not the best. Give me wisdom that I may know what to do. How do you get this wisdom? You sow. You make sacrifice. Number one, you pray. Number two, you empty yourself. Number three, you fear God, you love him. But that is not enough. You give some dangerous sacrifice. Look at what that wisdom did. God said, well, you are not asking for your enemy. You are not asking for riches and gold. You are asking for money, for wisdom. Nobody will be wiser than you. Nobody will be richer than you. In your family, you always fight war. But you will be a man of peace forever. And God imparted that wisdom. And by that wisdom, the whole world is yet to recover from his story. This morning, your story will be the next in time. In the name of Jesus. The wisdom of God be released upon your life. Are you ready for that wisdom? How does it come? You give. That's how it comes. You give in two ways. Number one, you give your heart to Jesus. He is the wisdom and the power of God. You give your life to him. Bow your head and let us pray. Please bow your head. Quickly. This wisdom of God is available when you encounter the word of God, the wisdom of God, the power of God. I have some few things to quickly do in the name of the Lord. But this is the greatest way. Until you have met Jesus, you can't enter into this divine wisdom. Remember, the wise men always look for Jesus. You want to experience this divine wisdom. You are saying, God, I need the wisdom that comes from you. And it's only Jesus. This wisdom will come when you come to Christ, when you repent of your sins. We are going to be asking and praying some dangerous prayer that will open the windows of heaven and God's wisdom be imparted to you. There is a glory you are meant to manifest. It is time for that glory to show forth. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice this morning, you know in your heart, you have tried in your own way. You struggle in your own ability. All you believe is what you can acquire by your strength. There is a wisdom that is only available by surrendering to Christ, by asking him to be the Lord of your life. And this wisdom is to realize you are a sinner. You cannot save yourself. As we all bow our head in prayer, you are saying, God, today, I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. Jesus, I have come to you. You look at your life, you see the things you do that are wrong. You see, all of us were foolish. According to Titus chapter 2, we were all foolish, living in sin. But when we come to Christ, the wisdom of God is imparted to us. At the count of three, I would like to pray for such people. You have been living in adultery, drinking beer, thinking you are enjoying life in sin. Did you know something? At the end of life, you will see how foolish I've been. Today, the wisdom of God is speaking to you. Jesus is saying, I am the wisdom that you need. I am the one that you need. At the count of three, you are saying, God, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I'm sorry today. I want you to save my soul. I want you to raise up your right hand as fast as possible. Today may be the best day and the last opportunity you have. You may never have an opportunity to meet Christ like you have done this morning. One, as we all bow our head, raise that and let God seize it. Be foolish before men so that the wisdom of God can come upon you. Don't look at yourself and say, how can I do that? Look, there is a way that seems good and right to man. The end of it is destruction. One, raise it high. God bless you. Two, stand on your feet. And three, as you stand up, Jesus is waiting for you here. The wisdom of God is saying, I'm the one you need. I will help you. Above all, I will give you eternal life, that after this world, you'll be with me. You know in your heart, today is your day. God is calling you. Step out and run down to this altar at the count of the number three. Three, come quickly. I want to pray with you. Jesus is waiting for you. Don't look at anybody. Let it be between you and God. Let it be written down that this day I have come to the point in my life I can't continue life the way I've been living it. Something must change. Stand up. Something is telling you in your heart, go to the front. That's the voice of God. That's the wisdom of God telling you, don't shut it up. You may never hear again. Stand up, run down to the altar quickly. God bless you. God bless you. Can we clap for them? Can we clap for them? God bless you. I still sense there are a few of them. This is the greatest opportunity you have. Come quickly. Let's clap for them. Stand up. You are saying, God, I'm not going to continue the way I've lived. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to live for you. Woman, God is calling you right now. Brother, God is calling you. Don't say, I've been coming to church for long. This is a day you will encounter the wisdom of God. This is the greatest thing that can happen to any man on earth. If you are watching right now and you are watching us, this is your greatest opportunity. You are not too old. You need the wisdom of God. You are not too young. Amen. 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 I sense there are three more people God is speaking to your heart. That this day is the day you should write it down. I encounter and I give my life to Jesus, the wisdom and the power of God. Please clap for them. Please clap for them. Come. The Lord said to me, there are three or four of you. Come quickly. Step out. The devil will tell you, don't go. He wants to keep you in darkness. God loves you. Give them a big hand. I will wait for you. This is the greatest opportunity. This is the greatest opportunity. Don't go back home. You have lived in adultery. You have lived in womanizing, in prostitution. You've tried your own wisdom. It has failed you. You've tried everything. You have. It has failed. Your marriage failed. Your business failed. Jesus is calling you. Come and clap for them. I sense the angels of God are pushing some of you. You can feel a touch. God is telling you, my son, I have a glory for you. My daughter, I have a glory for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. This is the greatest thing. This is the greatest thing. I will never forget the day I encountered the wisdom of God 43 years ago. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Can you raise your two hands? All of us that are in the front, can you raise your two hands? I want you to pray this simple prayer. Say, oh Lord, my God. Can you say it loud and clear? Oh Lord, my God. I come to you today. I know, oh God, I have sinned against you. I am sorry. I come to you. Jesus, you are the wisdom of God. Today, I surrender my life to you. I ask you right now, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Save my soul. Jesus, I belong to you. From today, for the rest of my life, I will follow you. Give me power to do your will. I believe now. I am born again. I am now a child of God. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Heaven is my home. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Hallelujah. Can we put our hands together for them? Father, thank you for this, your children. Every one of them that have come to meet you today, Jesus, as we have asked you, you have brought them. Your grace has brought them. May your grace preserve them. I break the power of sin and Satan from your life. Receive the impartation of divine wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. And God's people say amen. We are so glad you have come. Some wonderful people of God are waiting for you. They will tell you more of what to do. Please follow that, a pastor, a brother. Can we put our hands? Few minutes, you join us now. Something is going to happen. That miracle you are believing God. Can we stand our feet? Let's give them a standing ovation. Let's rejoice with the angels. This is the greatest thing that can happen. Glory to God. Who is ready for impartation of divine wisdom? You are ready for doors to open in your life. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. May I ask you to pray like Solomon did. He wanted wisdom. He kept before God and prayed. While we are praying, power will descend upon us. Amen. By the wisdom of God, your sickness will disappear this morning. I see God healing people. I will mention some body parts as the hand of the Lord comes right now. Please raise up your two and say, Father, please can you lift up your voice? We are talking to our heavenly Father, and this house is dedicated to him. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask now for divine wisdom. Wisdom of God, enter me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray for it. Lord, I ask for your wisdom, divine wisdom, to be imparted into my spirit, into my soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can you hold somebody by your side? Quickly, about 3 or 4 prayer points. Hold somebody, safe with me, as you are holding that person. You will not pray for yourself. You will pray for that person you are holding. Say with me, Father, Father, there is a wisdom and a glory you have reserved for this, my brother. Oh, Lord, my God, by your wisdom, let his glory shine. Wisdom of God, take over this man now. Open your mouth loud and clear. Pray for that person. Lord, there is a wisdom that you have reserved. There is a glory. There is a glory that you have prepared for him. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Lebaroshikata. Mandeboseketeya. Esutetekapa. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please break your hand. This one is personal. Solomon did not go with anybody. He didn't go with high priest. He went by himself. There comes to a time in your life you look at yourself and say, am I fully manifesting my glory? Is this all that I'm meant to experience in life? And then you enter into prayer with a do or die kind of thing. There is a glory that has been prepared. The hidden wisdom for my glory. I draw you from heaven. The hidden wisdom. You see, there is a wisdom that when you start any little business, before you know it explode, that wisdom is coming upon you. There is a wisdom to raise your children. They become giant killer, city shaker. I want to give you about 1 or 2 minutes to pray yourself into, you hold the, you know, you kneel down, you stand up, you walk around about 1.5 minutes. It's a lot. And if you feel like running to the altar, you run down to the altar. Lord, the wisdom that you have reserved for my glory, I take hold of it today. You don't pray just gentleman prayer. You don't pray just careless prayer. You have come to talk to the Lord. You open your mouth. You lay hold upon God. Somebody shout, Father, I cry to you. Wisdom of God, come now. You are free to pray. You can run down to the altar. You have about 1.5 minutes. You are saying, God, I take hold of the wisdom for my glory. I take hold. You have just 1.5 minutes for your business, for your marriage, for your career, for your destiny, for your glory. Please don't close your mouth. Will you open your mouth? Lord, I ask for it now. I ask for it now. By your wisdom, let every door open. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh my God. Oh my God. And Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offering. I see a great house built by God through his people in this house. A mighty church that will take nations for him. Solomon gave just 1,000. And look at what comes for him every year. 666 talents. That's billions upon billions of dollars every year. By the wisdom of God. May I ask you to give a dangerous sacrifice before the Lord this morning. May I ask you to come before God. Something that can touch you, that you know this thing is released. It's not easy for me. And I contact wisdom. I'm not buying it. In fact, the Bible says buy the truth and sell it not. But I'm not buying it. I am simply using this as a point of contact. Can you take a little paper? Can you take a little paper? Write your name. The church didn't ask me to do this. Because I'm not going to ask you to write your check now. Can you take a little paper? Write your name on it as fast as you can. If you can find any little paper somewhere. I want you to present your name to God. And say, God, this is my name. I need the wisdom that can manifest the glory you have created for me. And I'm giving this sacrifice. I'm asking you that as this sacrifice will be used in your house, let my glory break forth. Let my children never lack wisdom of God. Let my generations, 1,000 burnt offering. Will you raise this altar? Have you written your name? Can you write something that when you give it, will pay you? It could be 5 million. It could be 50 million. And it could be 50,000. It could be 5,000. If you know it will pay you. You know if you give it. Some people say, well, at this period in Nigeria, it is in famine you sow. I want you to sow into the glory that the wisdom that have been preserved for you may come. Please, let's do it. Thank you. If you have done it, you will raise that paper and you will mention your name before God. Lord, I need the wisdom to manifest the glory that you have intended for my life. I am giving this as a sacrifice. You call your name. You say, David Shola Amosun. This day, I, by this sacrifice, contact grace and impartation of divine wisdom, like Solomon did. Like Solomon did. Can you give God a thousand? For Solomon, it was a 1,000 burnt offering. Can you give God a 1,000? You can even multiply it. Nobody is going to look for you. That name is going to be presented to God by yourself. Please, let's quickly do it. If you have it, raise up your hand. Raise it up. Even if you don't have a paper, raise your hand. You will mention your name before God. By this sacrifice, Lord, look down and let there be a release of divine wisdom. Let me step into glory you intended before I was born. Lord, release upon me. Can you begin to pray that prayer now? Can you raise it up? Wave your hands. Raise up that hand. Raise it high above your head and begin to pray. It's a sacrifice. It may be paining you today, but the wisdom that will come, your children will never. Look at the Western world, America, England. They are always giving. They are always giving. The more they are giving, the wiser they become. The investors come from there. That is how you get this wisdom. By giving, they give us school free. They give us hospital free. They give us Bible free. And we have never been able to catch up with them. That is how it comes. Mention your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God's people say amen. May I ask you to do something? I know that this is the way the Lord led me. Every sacrifice is important to God. As long as it's a thing that pains you, it could be 5 naira to you. But you know, if you can give God 50,000, you give 5 naira, God will say, this man is not serious. 1,000 burnt offering. Burn all of them. And God came down. What do you want? You want to tell me God didn't know? He knew already. He wanted him to ask him. And then he said, I want wisdom. And God said, no one will be wiser than you. Because once you get wisdom, every other thing, he said, every other thing you need, I will have it. You'll be richer than everyone. You will live in peace and enjoy. May I ask? I felt like praying for everyone, but if I tell everyone to come, there's no enough space. There's no enough space. But may I just pray with these people? Because I kept on hearing my spirit. You know your sacrifice between you and God is 1,000, or is in the thousands, or in the multiple of hundreds of thousands. Please, may I ask you, under the heavy unction that is present here, to find your way to the altar. Every sacrifice is necessary. We're going to just use this one as a point of contact in praying, in asking the Lord. Solomon gave 1,000. I'm going to ask God's servant to come. I'm going to ask Pastor Bimbo to come. Three of us, a threefold cord cannot be easily broken. Times may look difficult, but as you are doing this for this house of God, you know what? Your children's children, we thank God that you are doing what you are doing. By the wisdom God gave to Solomon, the first thing he did was to build a house for God. And God released massive wealth into his hand. May I ask you, at the count of three, if your what you are giving as a sacrifice is in the multiple of hundreds of thousands or a thousands of thousands, please, we will pray with you. And every rest of us will open our hand, and three of us will make a pronouncement very fast. And then we take communion and we are through. Please come. God bless you, sir. The Lord has ministered to me. There are hundreds of people here. You can give in hundreds of thousands. You can give in multiple of millions. Please don't joke with this. Don't joke with this. We are not here to raise money. We are not fundraiser. No, we are not fundraiser. We have prayed. We have called upon the Lord. We've called upon the Lord. Maybe today, it may look difficult for you. That which you are giving will become the smallest in your life from now. Please obey God. Don't do it because of anybody. Don't do it because of anybody. Don't do it. 1,000,000 naira is nothing. Solomon gave his only son, and God gave him the whole head. What a great thing. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. Remember that you are just coming. We are giving the opportunity to come to this altar. To come to this altar. Some of us may not want to come. Please, the rest of us, can we stretch out our hand? Can we stretch out our hand? May I ask God's servant and Pastor Bim to come? We are going to make a pronouncement. Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophet, and you will prosper. I was not called to come and do this. As I was praying, the word of the Lord kept on coming to me over and over again. Over and over again. The word of the Lord came to me that he has spoken to about 10 people to give. Maybe you are watching online, you want to be part of it, please go ahead and do it. The Lord has spoken to me to tell someone here, about 10 people, that he has spoken to you about this. And maybe in your heart, you are feeling, is it necessary? Yeah. In the days that challenge will come, in the days that difficult things will come, concerning your children, do you think that money will answer and solve the problem? Do you think that thing will solve the problem? If you are in that category, please come. You are giving in hundreds, whether 100,000 or whatever, 200, please come. Please come, join us here. Don't underestimate the power of giving. Let me give you a little testimony. A son who preaches, also minister, just finished from university some several years ago. The very day he came home, I was far away in US preaching. He just called my line, screaming. I said, what is it? He said that they have just been bitten by a snake in the house. I said, from where? Snake? David Jr. I was just about to preach a major conference in the US. Lord, what do I do? I felt like flying down. I felt like the grass will open up here in Nigeria. There was no fuel anywhere. It was the first scarcity about 8 years ago. Ah! I was jumping the room. I was praying and shouting. I called a doctor friend who was in charge of the whole of that area. And the moment I told him, he screamed. He said, where do we find it? All the way from Badagry to Lagos. Where? There's no fuel. You can only get antivenom far away either in Lut or in Ikeja. I called another person. Oh God. Then I said, Lord, what do I do? I was crying. The young man was crying. They were tying it. He said, Daddy, what do I do? What do I do? Suddenly the Lord said to me, call another doctor friend. He never picked his call. He said that day, I don't know why I picked the call. He suddenly picked it. I said, my son just had a snake bite. He screamed. He said, why? Where do we? The cook tried to manage it. Please listen to this. While I was praying in the US, the word of the Lord came to me. Son, it took me back 30 years. About 25 years. He said, I told you to do something. One day, you did it. You never know when that thing will be necessary for you. He said, what you did that day to obey me has come to remembrance in heaven. He said, your son will live. I said, how will I do it? He said, your son will live. And he said to me, the antivenom they are looking for is inside your estate where you live. I said, what? He said, do you remember? There is a little hospital in your estate, Lagoon Hospital. They just brought it. He said, go to that hospital. Tell them to run that. I'm far away in US. How will I know? I called Mama. I said, go to so Lagoon Hospital. Just go there now. The Lord said, there is what you need there. The Lord said to me, that day when I ask you for this thing, you gave it. You didn't know when it was going to speak. They ran down to Lagoon Hospital. They met a young doctor there. I don't know whether Dr. Okoro. They met him, and the young man said, in the middle of the night, oh, he said, snake bite. Do you have any antibiotics? He said, we don't know why this happened. We brought only one from Lagos, And we have kept it on the shelf since all this while. Nobody. I think maybe they wanted to return it back. And it was the only one available. They took it, gave the young man. He's alive today preaching the gospel with us. Give Jesus a big hand. Interesting part of that story was that immediately after that, that Lagoon Hospital closed down just 1 month after and never come back. They have done their job. What you are giving today, you may not know when it will speak for you. Please bow your head. I'm going to ask our mama in the house, she will pray first. Everyone, open your hand. What we are doing is not normal. That 5 naira may be a sacrifice to you. If you are giving and you can move a little bit, maybe you can even come to the aisle. You can take a step as a stand. You can just move if you can. If you cannot wear your eyes, okay, open your hand. Pastor Bimbo is going to pray. He's going to speak a word over you. God's servant is going to pray. He's going to speak a word over us. Praise the Lord. Then I will pray and round it up with the communion. Is that all right? Amen. Okay. Please, ma'am.
Before Reverend Amoson began to share David's testimony, what I just had in my heart was wisdom for our children.
Amen.
And generations. And that confirmed it for me when Jesus. He began to share that testimony.
Oh God.
And so, Spirit of the Living God.
Lady de Boshia.
Spirit of wisdom.
Take a paroshata.
We welcome you today. That you will feel and saturate
Jesus.
Every life represented here today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, release upon your sons and daughters wisdom to build their homes.
Yes, Lord.
No house, no family will fail in this assembly.
Amen.
But the workings of the Spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Wisdom to build families.
Yes.
Wisdom to raise children.
Yes.
In spite of the difficulty in the land. Let it be released unto every man.
Amen.
Let it be released unto every woman.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, impart into our children.
Yes,
the babies in the womb, the toddlers walking on the streets, our young adults, our mature children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, generations unborn, open the gates of wisdom, open the doors of wisdom to our generations, O God, by the power of the blood of Jesus, that foolishness is driven away. From every child in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, you told us yesterday that the seed of the righteous will be delivered. But wisdom deliver our children. Deliver them from the ways of foolishness. But the blood sacrifice of Jesus. When sinners entice them, they will not consent. Wisdom to say no, let it be released to them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, in the academics. On the job, divine wisdom that is above every other classmate, let it be released now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for it,
Lord,
for opening to us the doors of wisdom.
Yes, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saints, just before I speak a word of blessing over you, we don't play money games in Rajok. This man is a man of integrity. We've had no plan to raise money. I'm saying this to say this. Whenever God calls for a sacrifice like this, it's not to take from you. Because God is not a robber. He's a giver. In the climate and the time we live, which is becoming more difficult, about the only way to thrive, not survive, will be by covenant practice. Say with me, covenant practice. Oftentimes, it takes a seed to break a siege. Please hear me out. It takes a seed to break a siege. In Genesis 26, Isaac went through a season of famine. And the Lord, or he was led by the Lord, to sow a sacrifice in the midst of famine. Hear this. It says, then Isaac sowed seed in that land and received in the same year 100 times as much as he had planted. And the Lord favored him with blessings. And the men became great and gained more and more until he became very wealthy and distinguished. Hear this. He owned flocks, herds, and a great supply of servants. And the Philistines envied him. All of this harvest was waiting on the other side of sacrificial giving. One of the ways to open the heavens is by your sacrifice. You're not buying it. It's only a practice of covenant. Until Isaac was laid down on Mount Moriah, there was no prophetic word from God that said, in blessing I will bless you. There's something called a sworn blessing. You provoke it. You evoke it. Why? Your sacrifice is a show of confidence. You believe God has more than you're laying down. Lift your hands wherever you are. And it's never about equal giving. It's equal sacrifice. At every level, there is a sacrifice. 5,000 can be a sacrifice. 5 million sacrifice. 50. But this morning, we honor the Lord. Our Father, we thank you. We lift our voice and thank you for the privilege again to renew our covenant with you. Psalm 50 verse 5 says, gather my people. Aya, they who have made a covenant with you by sacrifice. Today we love you. We give not because we want to get. We give because you're a giver. Let this season rise to you as a sweet smelling savour. As the almsgiving and the prayer of one Cornelius in Acts 10 rose to you as a memorial. Let this sacrifice rise to you this hour as a memorial. And do your people good. May the heavens be enlarged over you. May the heavens be opened over you. Expect amazing breakthroughs in your life in the name of the Lord. At every turn and every twist of a need, may God answer you. In the name of the Lord, may the heart of men be opened unto you. Enjoy the ministry of angels. In the name of the Lord, may favor rest upon you. Smell well, eat well, talk well, walk well, live well, drive well. In the name of the Lord, from this point, your enemies, the Philistines, will begin to envy you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Wow, wow, wow. Please don't be tired. I want to pray. Don't take these prayers lightly. I wish there is time. I will have read to you the things the Lord said about this year. And he gave us 12 things to watch out for. Number one of them, he said this year, he said there are going to be rapid changes all across our nation. One of them was a disease. The Lord said that disease was going to come. And he talked about earthquake. And he talked about what was going to happen to Nollywood. The last one, he said many will become poor and lose wealth in Nigeria because of a policy that will be made. This was last year. He said, but this year, tell my people, it is the year of wealth transfer. He said, I will bless my people. And they will begin to ask them, how come about your case is different? Don't you feel what people are feeling? Please stretch your hand. Whatever you are giving, can you stand up before the Lord? Stand on your 2 feet. Don't take it lightly. And I want your amen to roar. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All ye heavens, this day we ask that the end of everyone say amen. Be hopeful. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. By this seed and sacrifice that you and I are giving today, as long as there is a sky anywhere you go this day, let the heavens release rain on your life. Rain of blessing, rain of wisdom, rain of glory, rain of blessing, rain of glory, rain of wisdom, in the name of Jesus. The sun will cooperate for your shining. The moon will cooperate for your glory. I speak to the ground. Please open your mouth to say amen. Put your hand on your head. That hand you stretch, place it on your head. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. We were praying yesterday and the Lord showed to me that a baptism was given to the servant of God and this church. And the Lord said to me, the baptism of this city is handed over to Rogic. Tell my people, from now, I am giving them an influence in the city that will baffle themselves. I told God's servant, the Lord said, I'm handing over a baptism into your hand. Go and write it down. In the next few months and weeks, the smallest of this house will be mightier than the mightiest in the land. But the Lord said, I should tell the church and the leadership. He said, you must learn submission. That this level, the waters have changed. You have come to a new level of water. By the word of the Lord, as you are standing on your feet upon the ground with your hand upon your head, as long as there is a ground, anywhere you step from now, take over the land. Take over the land. Anywhere you stand from this day, the Bible said, let the people praise you, O Lord. Let the people praise you. Then the earth shall yield and increase. From Nabakusia, Eglado Pranate, Ezusakata, Yegeleba, Nutokaparia, Azata, Nigede, Ezusakata, the meat and the honey, the blessing of the land, the glory of this nation, from now, flow into your life. Flow into your life. Walk into blessings. Walk into glory. Walk into success. Walk into joy. In the name of Jesus. Please touch your head. Any ground you touch from now, whatever does not work for men, dear, as you step in, let it work for you in the name of Jesus. Walk into glory. This your leg after this service carry you into blessing that your generation have never seen, that your family have never seen. Go prosper, go exert. Every sacrifice have a voice. Every seed has a voice. The sacrifice of Abel could not be silent. Even though he died, he yet speaketh. By this sacrifice you are making today, now let this sacrifice speak for your generations. Speak for you when you are on the road. Speak for you when you lie down. May you reap the fruit of today. The best of Nigeria is released to your life. The best of nations of the earth is released to your life. You will exert. So it is done. Wave your hands wherever you are. Just wave it. Begin to say, Lord, I receive the wisdom. I receive the grace. I receive the wisdom. I receive the grace. Just wave it. Wave it. Wave it. I'm going to ask you to, as I close it, you will go to your seat. You have the communion. Amen. You have the communion with you. Please, the name you have written. Everyone, can I tell you something? When you are giving your communion, take that name and what you are giving. Nobody is going to call you. Drop it. Amen. If there is an offering box or whatever, drop it there. Place it. God's servant will be continue to remind God that this day, this seed you have given will speak for you. We speak for you in the name of Jesus. Can we give the Lord a shout of hallelujah? Glory to God. Go back to your seat. Please take your communion. Quickly, can I have my own?
And to all our Roger Global family, the same grace, same anointing comes to you where you are. On the screens are details as to how to give regarding this particular sacrifice. And the Lord bless and honor you in your givings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The communion is the physical only emblem the Lord gave to us. It is the doorway into God's marvelous grace and power. No sickness, no disease stands when the communion is taken. No one was feeble or sick when they left Egypt, but he never let them go until they have taken a food. They ate unleavened bread. It was the same night, the Bible said, the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread and broke it. Took the cup and said, this is the new covenant in my blood. When you take communion, anything that is not heavenly is not permitted. Sickness, disease, infirmity, whatever is a stranger in your body are flushed out instantly. Heart problem, kidney problem, whatever pain in your body, get ready. The wisdom of God gave us this. It is multi-purpose. Doctors will prescribe drugs, but God prescribed this, and it kills every sickness. It destroys every infirmity. The only thing that makes it to work is your faith. You believe it, it starts working. You don't believe, it does not. Please, let us pray. The same night, the Lord Jesus took the bread and broke it. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that on the cross of Calvary, Jesus, his body was beaten. His body was broken for us. We have come now, O Lord, thanking you that Jesus' body was broken so that we will not be broken alive. As we take the communion today and we eat the body of Christ, we receive abundant life. Everything in our body be completely healed, restored, and properly restored in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We eat by faith now the body of Jesus Christ in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The same night he took the blood and said, this is my blood that was shed for you. Father, we ask as we drink now, let the blood of Jesus flush out every sickness, every infirmity. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, we receive abundant life in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Drink by faith. Now, declare to yourself, I receive wisdom, I receive knowledge, I receive understanding. I receive good health from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. In the name of Jesus, whatever is not planted by God, you are uprooted out of my life. Now open your mouth and make a decree and receive healing in your body now. Receive it, receive it. If you have eye problem, lay your hands upon your eye. If you have any leg problem, lay your hands upon your leg. The healing power of God is available for you right now. Is available for you right now. Yes, take it now. Take it now. We have just few seconds. Can you make a proclamation? Lord, I receive my healing. I receive perfect soundness. In the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom. I receive strength. I receive grace. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, I wanted to just seal it in prayer. The Lord minister to me, saying, all you need to do, tell my people to shout a shout of triumph. Like the day when they were told to shout at Jericho. He said, and as they shouted, the wall of Jericho fell down flat. We're going to shout just three hallelujah. And I want you, anything you have never done in your life, you start doing it now. Suddenly that sickness is gone. Suddenly your eyes that could not see very well begin to see. Your leg that cannot walk very well begin to walk. Miracles will begin to happen. Can somebody say open doors? Shout it, greater open doors. Can you shout greater open doors? Now if you are receiving, come and praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Come and praise the Lord. Wait. Wait. Yes, sir. You have just done something we are going to do. Every night, 12 midnight this week, please wake up. 12 midnight. If it is 10 minutes, point to the four directions of Nigeria and declare, peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. Because by his grace, we will see a new Nigeria. So this last one, God's servant will blow it on every direction. And you too, by the mercy of God, before this year is over, we are going to be standing in a new house, praising the Lord. Do you believe it? And let me tell you, you are going to build another house. If you have one, you will build another one. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Look at your neighbor and say, wisdom is released to you. It's time to shout. Now tell him your Jericho is falling down. Are you ready? When you shout, you can jump. Choir, come and praise the Lord. What? Make a joyful noise. Praise it. Glory.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.